President Obama defended his 2012 budget today after a day of intense criticism from Republicans. The president said difficult decisions about the future of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security can only be made with the White House and both parties in Congress working together. As the debate heats up over next year's budget, Congress has yet to finish funding the current year. Republicans want to cut more than $60 billion in federal spending. Political leaders worry a lingering fight could shut down the government when the current funding ends on March 4th. Here in New York City, Speaker Christine Quinn gave her State of the City address. She put forward an agenda that ranged from balancing the city's budget to helping New Yorkers find parking spots.
Yes, we'll take on the big challenges, like reforming our city's budget. But those challenges cannot and will not distract us from our responsibility of making New Yorkers' lives a little easier today and a lot more secure tomorrow.
Retail sales rose in January for the seventh consecutive month. The increase came even as bad weather in much of the U.S. limited spending, at least in stores. Stuart Hoffman is chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group.
Online buying had a pretty good increase in the month of January, even though it had been strong in December, so no back off there.
While people are buying discretionary items like electronics, Americans are also paying more for essentials like food and clothing and gas. Nationwide, a gallon of gasoline now averages $3.19. The New York Stock Exchange, that icon of America's financial system, will have a new owner. Deutsche Börse, the German exchange based in Frankfurt, will take over a company that is synonymous with Wall Street to create the world's largest financial markets company, more than $20 trillion in annual trading. The boards of both exchange owners have signed off on the deal, but it must still be approved by shareholders and regulators. Mayor Bloomberg said the new company with a co-headquarters office in Manhattan, quote, reaffirms the central position that New York continues to play in the international financial system. New York Senator Charles Schumer also supports the deal, whereby the German exchange will control 60% of the new company. But on CNBC today, he expressed one concern. He wants New York to come first in the name of the new company.
There are lots of good things with this deal for New York, for the markets, and for our country. But the name is important and will be indicative of where it goes, so I'm withholding judgment.
On Wall Street, Louise Howard works for a nonprofit that focuses on the financial industry. She says the deal represents what the stock exchange is all about.
This is capitalism, American capitalism at its finest. I love it.
Financial analyst Paul Sagawa thinks the merger will have little effect on trading in New York because technology makes where stocks are physically traded obsolete.
There's some nostalgia element to all of this. The floor is still sort of an interesting place to watch, you know, the trades be made around the posts. But, you know, it really is, you know, a relic a bit.
Not everyone is thrilled by the deal. Colin Barr covers finance for Fortune.com. Welcome to the Financial 411, Colin.
Thanks.
Why is a bigger, more global exchange not necessarily better in your mind?
It's because it doesn't serve the things that stock exchanges were set up to serve. Initially, stock exchanges were put together so that small companies could raise capital and they could, you know, get bigger and hire more people, and that would be good for the economy. And what we've seen in the last decade is trading has gotten a lot cheaper, which is good for you as an investor, I suppose, if you want to trade stocks. But it means that you know, what we've ended up with is a market that does not support small companies, and a lot of people will tell you that that is a real problem for our economy.
Doesn't a bigger exchange mean a more efficient place to buy and sell stocks, and therefore it means lower fees? Isn't that good for investors?
That's certainly true, but I think we have to remember that you have to give something up to get something. So what we've done since the markets were deregulated is that we've put a focus on efficiency, and the exchanges are very efficient, no question about that. You know, stock trading costs much less than it did 20 or 30 years ago. But the trade that we made there that I don't think that we realized we were making at the time is that the way the stock market was set up 20 years ago, you had small brokerage firms that supported small companies, and that was what they did. They did research, and they you know, they took these companies public, and they stood behind them as their stocks got going in the market. And that was a function that a lot of people didn't kind of think about when we moved to this bigger is better model that we now have. And so we now have these huge exchanges that serve the huge companies and also, you know, serve people who trade fast using computers, but they don't really serve the needs of small companies that once upon a time were the bulk of companies listed on U.S. exchanges.
Colin Barr covers finance for Fortune.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Dow closed down 42 points to end the day at 12,227. This is WNYC.